Yeah, Mishnah is Kelim. We're up to Perek Shemini. Mishnah, Ha Tanur Shechotetzu Benesorim. You had an oven, a wide oven, and you made like a mechitzi, you made a division in the middle of it with boards. Or you'd be rias, or else with a curtain. You put a curtain straight across inside the tanur. So the locker is, it's not called a mechitza, and therefore, Nimtza Sheretz Vamokim Mechlitz, inside the tanur. You found a dead sheretz on one side of the mechitza. Sahakol Tomei, everything is Tomei, even food on the other side of the Mechitza, still it becomes Tomei. It's not called Hilchos Mechitza inside the Kli itself, it's all called Teich Avir of the Kli Cheres, and everything is Mechabal, everything becomes Tomei. What's going to be Kiveres, Chusa, Yave, Beehive, that was broken through, the bottom of it broke through, Opekuka, the Kash, you stuffed it up now with straw, so we hold still that's not called the Kli, since it was broken through, it doesn't have a Shem Kli, even though you filled it up with straw. Now, umishalishly avrataner, you lowered this down in the avra, in the ear of an oven. So now, hasheretz betoich, let's say hasheretz is inside this kiveris, hatana tamei, that even the food inside the tana becomes tamei. In other words, this kiveris, it's not called the kli, since it's broken through, and therefore everything is considered inside the avir, the ear of the tana, therefore everything is tamei. And Asheret, the opposite way also, Asheret's Patan, let's say the Sheret is inside the Tanner itself, even though you have this Kiveris lowered down inside the Tanner, Oichlen Shebetoicho, Tameim, food that's inside this Kiveris is also Tameim. Like we said, since it's a broken Kiveris, it's not called a Kli, it's not Mafsik between Atum. On this, Rebbe Lezer Mitar, Rebbe Lezer holds no, he holds this Kiveris, this Beehive, even though it was broken through, since you patched it up with straw, it becomes back into a kli, and therefore, since it's a kli, it's not sick between tum and tum. Omar Rav Lezer says like this: in mitzila b'meisach omer, if a kiveres chusa would help you to stop the tumas hameis to come in, it's called the mechitzer over there to stop tumas hameis. If there's a mace in the room and there's food inside this kiveres, doesn't become tumay. Is loytatzel b'klicheres akal, shouldn't it stop this tuma of a ton of a klicheres to go from one side to another side? It cannot go through this kli. On this omelo, the chum zedat yom lezer know, in the tzilu of the meisachom, you know why this kiveris is called like a mechitza to stop the tumma for coming in, the tumma smeis, shekein cholkem oyelim, because by tumma smeis, anywhere there's a loch, if you make an oil, it stops the tumma. So therefore, it works, this kiveris also, but tatzo b'klicheris akal, you want this type of a kiveris to stop the tumma inside of tana from coming in, Shein Cholkem Klicheris, that's the loch of the Klicheris. If you make a Mechitzer inside, that's the beginning of our Mishnah, then the Klicheris, the Mechitzer do not work to divide the Kli in here. Therefore, these Kiveris also, since it's broken through, it's not considered a Kli, it would not stop the Tumah from coming in. Mishnah Beis. What's going to be Hoysa Shleima? Let's say this Kiveris was a complete beehive. It had no defect. And the same thing, Bechein HaKup, let's say you have a complete basket. Rosh Bechein HaChemis. That's a flask made out of skin, a goat skin, a flask. So now, and this is put inside the tanner of a klicheris. So hasheretz besoichol. Let's say the sheretz is inside this kalim, either kup or the chaymus or the kiveris. So hatana tor, the food that's in the tanner remains tor. If it's a complete kli, that's called a chetzit, so the tumah does not go into the tanner. And the opposite way, let's say hasheretz, but not say the sheretz is inside the tanner. The food that's inside these kelim remain tor. Nikovel, let's say this kelim has a little hole in them, then it depends. Also, if the kli is made to store food in it, then shiur b'zaisim, the hole has to be big enough that a zayis and olive goes through. That breaks the shem kli, and therefore it's not called the kli, therefore not the chaytza, the tumah will go straight through. Also, lamashkin, let's say the kli is made to store liquid in it, and then shiur b'mashkin, the shiur of the hole has to be big enough that the water would go out, would leak out, or else big enough, a kwasun see means hakrinus mashka, that liquid from the outside would seep in, then it's bottled the shame clean, again the tumor would go. What go through? What's going to be also lakach lakach, you have a clue that's made both to store food and to store liquid in it, so then matilu nice and chum, we go to chumra, the kainus mashka, if the hole is big enough that water from the outside could seep in, that breaks the shame clean. And therefore, the tumah goes straight through. If the sheretz is inside this kli, it's metame, even the food that's inside the tanur. Yeah, Mishnah Gimel. Sarida shinesuna pi hatanur. It's three. There's some say it's like a minaret. Some say it's a type of a board that you use for kneading that has holes in it. Well, some say it's a kli made like a net. The kids say it's a thing that has a lot of holes in it. So you put this on top of the tanur, v'shakasa tuch, and it sinks inside the tanur. V'yein lagapim, it has no sides to it. It's like a kli. It's a straight piece of wood, let's say, that has holes in it. So therefore, it's not a mechitz. It's not called a kli. And therefore, sheretz b'toich, if you have a sheretz inside this rida, satana tumah, the tanur, the tumah goes into the tanur also. Hasheretz b'tanur, the sheretz is inside the tanur, oichlun shevatech t'meim, the food in this type of a kli, this rida, is tumah because it doesn't have a shem kli by itself, really, and therefore the tumah goes straight through. And the Mishnah says the klali is shein matzilim yad kicheres elekelim. It's not enough to have a mechitz, you have to have a shem kli. If you have a kli inside the kli cheres, that's matzil. But if it's not a kli, if it's a broken kli, it doesn't protect, and therefore the tumah goes through. Chov yishim leya mashkin, you have a barrel full of liquid. Tayrim, the mashkin is mashkin tayrim. Onisunim lamata minachushtoi shotan, it was put on all the way in the bottom of the tanner. So now, the chushtoi is like the bottom part, like the karka of the tanner. So if I share it, but if you share it inside the tanner, hachov yishim mashkin tayrim. Like it's not sitting inside the tanner, they're underneath the tanner, and therefore they remain tor. Hoysa kfuya, kfuya. Let's say this barrel was turned on top of the tanner, not on the bottom, but it was turned to be on the top, was turned upside down on top of the tanner. When the mouth of this barrel is like inside the avir of the tanner, so then hasheretz b'tanner, the hasheretz inside the tanner, mashka tefech shebeshuli achovis tohor. Meaning even though on the top of this barrel there's some liquid there, still that liquid remains tohor. Because the kli atanir is only mitama miavira, something that's inside the avir. But what's above the avir does not become tummy. See, even though this barrel was turned upside down, and the opening of the barrel is inside the avir of the tanir, but the mashka is not on the bottom part, the mashka is on the top part of the barrel, which is way above the avir of the tanir, and therefore that's the chiddush here, that liquid remains tor, since it's not inside the air of the tanir itself. The Mishnah Dalit. You have a pot that was put inside this tanner, this oven, which is made out of a kli cheres. Now, hasheretz b'tanner. Let's say you have a sheretz, a dead sheretz, inside the tanner. So, loch rizna, everything inside the tanner becomes tamei. Still, hakadeira teira. This pot remains tor. Because the klali shein kli cheres metamei kelim. The din of a kli cheres, if there's tumor inside it, it only has a kerfi metamei ichlin umashkin. Like the Gemara in Shabbos Darshins, but not a keli. So therefore, the kli, this pot inside the kli, inside the tanner, remains tor. But what's going to be hoya bo mashke tefeich? Let's say there's a little bit of wetness, like some liquid inside this kedera that's inside the pot, and there's a sheretz inside. So loch is like this nitmo. The mashke, the liquid becomes tamei. So that's the loch of the avra of the tanner has a kliyach to be metama oichlin a mashkin. Now, once the mashke becomes tamei, the din is vitimo, it has a power to be matama the kelim. Because there's a gzera that auto any mashke is tamei with the rabbanon is matama kelim, auto the mashke of zav. Therefore the kli now, the kleira becomes tamei. And the Mishnah often says that harezo imir, it's like the kedera, the pot, says now to the liquid is mitamecho leitimuni, that the avra, the tanur, there was metame you, the mashke, there was metame the mashke, leim tim oisim, that cannot be metame me, the kli. But viato you, timasani, like it's a little bit of a wonder, how come the tana cannot be metame me, it's only metame you, and now you could be metame me, now that's the way it comes out. But the rabbona now, this mashke has look like an avatumum, and therefore the mashke is metame the keli. Mishnehei. Tarnagel shebolas a sheretz. You have a hen that swallowed up a dead sheretz, even though the sheretz itself is tamei, but now that it's swallowed up in the tarnagel, the tarnagel is alive, it's called tumah belua, it's not metama. And now, v'nofel yavra tarnagel, let's say this tarnagel, this hen, when it's alive, falls into the air, the avra of the tanner, so Torah, the tanner remains Torah, even though there's a sheretz inside it, but the sheretz is like belua, therefore it remains Torah. But the yim mace, let's say the tanagel dies, then tomei, There's no halacha of belua only in a chai, in something that's alive. But something that's a mace, so it's not called belua, and therefore it's like the sheretz is inside the tanner, therefore the tanner becomes tamei. Ha sheretz shenimtza b'tanner. Let's say you find a dead sheretz in the oven. So apach shebetech, if you have bread inside the oven, halacha is shniyah, that the bread becomes like a shengle tumah. Shehatana tchilo. Because the way it works is like this. When the sheretz goes into the tanner, whether the sheretz touches the tanner, or whether the sheretz is just hanging in the avra of the tanner becomes a rishon l'tuma. And now the other oichlim inside the tanner becomes tamei through the tanner, they become a sheni l'tuma. Mishnah Vav. Base sor, that's like a kli that's set aside to use where you store sor, where you store the sourdough. So, mukaf tzomet pos, like a kli. Now, if it's covered up, mukaf tzomet pos means it's sealed tight, it's closed, it has a good sealing, a good covering on top of it. And that's the loch, any kli that tzomet posel is matzel from tumas meis, the tumas oil, the tumah does not come in. It's like this. Now, v'nosan notechatani, you put this kli inside the oven. Now, hasor v'hasheretz v'toichoy. You have now this sor, this dough inside this kli. And the sheret is inside the oven. The hakeren bentayim, there's a keren in between them. In other words, this kli that's called this besor has like two departments to it, and there's a mechitzer in between the two, and that's called the keren. So that's called the hakeren bentayim, the keren, this mechitzer is in between them. So look at this, hataner is tamei, because the sheret is inside the bes hasor, which is inside the taner. Therefore, the tana becomes tamei. But the hasor tor, the sourdough, like it's inside this kli, that remains tor. And the pshat is that since this kli is covered tight, therefore it stops any tumor from coming in. But it does not stop the tumor from going out. So therefore, the sor itself remains tor. What's going to be the mehoi kezayis menames? Let's say there was a kezayis menames over here in the tana, or in this kli. It was inside this besor, and locher is hatana whereby is tummy. Both the house and the tana becomes tummy, like we said, because like a regular oil, anything on top of the mace becomes tummy. But the asor tor, that since this kli is covered up well, so therefore it's tummy, it's tor, doesn't come tummy from oil on mace. Like we learned that since the kli is covered, sealed tight, that protects it from tumas mace. In Yesham Sech Tefach, let's say there's an opening of a Tefach though, no, it's the Keren, or Shenifrat's a Keren, that between the Sur and the Besa Kazayishman and Mace, there's a Sech Tefach over there. So then we say, Akol Tome, the Tumah comes out from that hole like, and therefore the Tumah goes even into the Besor, then everything becomes Tome. So if there's a crack opening of a Sech Tefach there, then the Tumah comes out and everything becomes Tome. Mishnah Zion. Hasheretz shenimtza ba'ayin shotana. If you find the sheretz in the hole of the oven, there used to be a little hole there where the smoke, the heat would come out. That's Arben Shin burst. So in that little pipe where the smoke comes out, if you find the sheretz there, the tana remains tor. We'll soon see. Hu adin ba'ayin shakir if you have a stove, and hu adin ba'ayin shakupa, a smaller stove. If you have this little hole there, the narrow pipe where the smoke comes out, so it depends. If you find the sheretz inside this pipe, from the inner side, from the rim of the inside of the tanner, but where that pipe begins until the outside of the tanner is tor, we're not metama the tanner. It's not still like in the avra tanner, since that like pipe sometimes is closed. Like when you first start to heat up the oven, you close that pipe to keep the heat in. Therefore, that pipe is still like outside the oven. Therefore, it's not metama the oven. Let's say the oven was outside in the street, like not inside the house, there was no oil on top of it. Then even if you have a kezayis min hameis in this pipe that leads takes the smoke out, still a tor would remain tor because there's no oil there, and therefore the tumah does not come in either because the hole is smaller than a tefach. Therefore, the tumah does not come in. But let's say the pipe there where the hole goes out was a tefach wide, then we say akol tamei. Then the tumas meis comes in, and it's metame the kli, everything becomes tame. Mishnah Ches. Nimtza mekoyim hanochas eitzim. You find the sheretz, a dead sheretz, in the tanur, but on the place where you put the eitzim, the wood. That means that's the opening place on the bottom of the tanur where they used to put the wood there. So Reb Yehuda says, min hasofa chitzoinu lefnim tamei. If the sheretz is found from the outside rim toward the inside, it's tamei. That's considered part of the tanur. It's called the sheretz was inside the tanur. The chomer, say no. If the sheretz was found from the inside rim until the outside, that's considered outside of the tanner, therefore the tanner remains tor. As they hold that the thickness of the walls of the kira, it's not called like part of the kira, it's called like outside, therefore the sheretz is there, the tanner remains tor. Rabbi Yossi says, Mikinegad svis shvisa sakdeiro lefnim tomi. If the sheretz is in the place in the arm of the tanner that usually put the pots on top, so anything directly underneath the pots, that's called inside the tanner. But on the sides of that, that's the chiddush, it's not called inside the tanner to the matana biavir. Mikineget svisa sagader v'lachutz tor. But from the outside of where the pots are, that's not called part of the tanner, remains tor. Nimtza Makayim Yeshiva Sabbal, let's say you find the sheretz in the place where the Baal, that's the superintendent of the bathhouse, is sitting, and he's about to stir up the oven to make the heat, but it's not called inside the tanner, therefore the tanner is Torah. Makayim Yeshiva Satzabo, the dyer, the person that sits down there when he wants to mix up the big yur that has the dye and the wool inside it, you find the sheretz where he's sitting. Ras Makayim Yeshiva Shal Shokei Zaisim, the people that cook up the olives, you find the sheretz underneath where he is sitting. So Lachar is Torah, the Kli remains Torah, because this sheretz is not inside the avir of the Kli. And Tomei Yela min Asim Lefnim, these Kelim only become Tomei if you find the sheretz from inside the Kli, min Asim from the clothing, and inside, not on the outside. Mishneh Tes, bor like a ditch, a pit, sheyesh by bei shvisa, like it's a hollow pit in the ground, and you put a cement around it, or plaster around it, and there's a place there that you could put a pot on top of it. So it has luck like a kira, and therefore tome is makabel tuma, like a din of a kira. Vishaloi says, chuchas, there's all type of a ditch that people use to make glass in there. So it depends, in yesh, by besh, we sit there's a place there to put a pot on top of it, then tome is called a kli. If not, not. Kivshan shows layodim, let's say the kivshan, the furnace, Shal Sayodim means that people that burn the Avnei Sid L'Sid to make like the lime. Or else with Shal Zagogim, that's the making there the Kli's Chuchas, the glass. Or else with Shal Yitzrim, people that are making Klicher earthly Kalim, Torah. These ditches like are not Makabotoma. Because of these even ovens, these kitchens, they're not made for Afiyah for Bishal. They're only made, they're not even made to put a pot on top of them. Therefore, they don't have a look of a tan of a kira, they're not makabel tuma. Purno, that's a type of an oven, like we have, that the opening is on the side, and they don't put the pass on the sides of it, but they just leave it on the ground. So, yesh lo lizbez, if it has a rim around it, then to me, that gives it a shame clear, it's makabel tuma. If not, not. We have Yudha Review that says, yesh lo is tegiyos. If it has this tegiyos, then it's makabel tuma. Some say that means mekavim holes, like we make in our tanurim. That gives it a shem kli. Rabbi Gamliel Leimer, im yesh lo sefoyis. If it has a sefoyis rims around it, that you can put the kelim under it, put a pot down on top of it, that makes it a shem kli, then it would be mekabel tuma. Mishneh Yud. Maga tumei meis. Somebody that touched a person that touched the meis. So Lachar is the first one that touches the mace, he becomes an Ahatumah. Now, if a second person touches him, the second person becomes a Rishon L'Tumah. So the kids, you have a person that's a Rishon L'Tumah. Shehoyu Oichlin U'mashkin U'techpiv. He put now food and mashke and liquid in his mouth. And Hichnis Roisha Li'avarat Tanah Tor. He put his head now that has the food and liquid in his mouth into a Tanah that's really Tor, into a Klicheres that's Tor. So Lachar is like this. As far as he himself goes, he would not be metama the tanner, because he himself is not a nafatum, and that's the Lachar. Tanner is not a mekabel tumah from a nafatum. But still the Mishnah says, Timu, he is Metama the Tanner. And the reason is because since he has Mashkin in his mouth, so that's a din with the Rabbanim, that whenever the Mashkin becomes Tummy, it has a look like a Navatumma. So this Mashkin becomes like a Navatumma, and therefore this Mashkin has a look now to be Metama the Tanner. Therefore the Tanner is Tor. What's going to be the Tor, Shoya Oichlin, or Mashkin, or Tefif? You have a person that's Tor, and inside his mouth he has food and Mashkin. Now the Hichnis Roishali Avira Tanatomi. He puts his head now with the food inside and liquid inside it into a Tana that's already Tomei. So Lachar is Nitzmo, the Mashkin becomes Tomei. And the Chiddush is, even though it's inside his mouth, we do not consider it to be Belua, or we do not consider it like it's Summit Post, like it's covered up completely. Since the Lachar is, it's aiming to be opened up, and you can still see it like it's open sometimes. Therefore, it becomes Tomei. Therefore, the Tana is Metama, the food, in his mouth. What's going to be how you oichol the veil of Yudayim Mizuavos? He was eating now with the veil that's 10 of these figs, these crushed figs that stuck together like with hands that are shenius. That means a place that's a truma, his hands like that's a sheni that passes the truma. So he was eating now the veil of Yudayim Mizuavos. The hechnis yod l'techpiv, he puts his hand inside his mouth, little less a tzror, to take out a tzror that was in the middle of the dveila, or else there's something else, he takes his hand in his mouth to take it out. So Lachar is Rabbi Meir Metamer. Meir says it becomes Tamei, the dveila becomes Tamei. Because the Yadayim are Metamei, the roik in your mouth. When you put your hands into the mouth, it's Metamei, the roik, the spit you have in your mouth, that it makes it into a reach in the tumma, like other mashkin. And therefore their roik is Metamei, the dveila, because the reach makes a shiny litumma. However, Rabbi Yehuda Mitai, Rabbi Yehuda holds no, the Devela remains Tor. And this story is that the spit in your mouth, like, does not mekabel tumma until it first comes out of your mouth. But calls the mind the spit is in your mouth, it's not called a mashke yet. Therefore, it's not mekabel tumma. Rabbi Yehuda says like this, Rabbi Yehuda Yehmer, im hofech tumma v'gi, like, if he moved around the Devela in his mouth, then im hofech boy is tumma. Because since he moved it around in his mouth, he moved around the spit on it, and therefore it has a lach like a mashka. But if he did not move around the dvel in his mouth first, before he put his hands inside his mouth, then tor, again, that's a beauty swara, that the mashka, like Rabbi Yosef is here, that the reich is not called a mashka yet. Let's say he had this pundian inside his mouth, a pundia samad beya, so Rabbi Yossi says, in litzmo, tomei. That means if he put this matvei inside his mouth, to make him have a lot of saliva there. Sometimes you want to drink here, he is thirsty, so he wants to be able to create a lot of saliva. So they used to put this coin inside his mouth, and that will make it have a lot of right there. So then talk is tomei, then it's called the mashka, and then the right would be mekabel tumma from his hands. Yeah, Mishni Yudalev. Anisha, that says she was Tameya, and some milk like was running out from her breast. Now this milk that comes out of her falls into the tanner. The locher is this milk. Now has a lock of reaching the tumma and falls into the tanner. So locher is tame. It's metama the tanner. Shehamashkin metama the rotum, mashkel the rotum. That's a lock. When mashkin is tame, it's metam something else, whether you're happy with it or whether you're not happy with it. The given though she's not happy with this milk dripping off, still the mask is metam even shlelerotzen. What's going to be hoy so gerafta? She was like cleaning out the oven, the ikka ba'akoytz, and she hurt herself with a thorn. The yotzen men adam, she started to bleed. Or she nichvis, and all she burnt herself. V'nos na'etzpal techpiyot, she put her finger into her mouth like to start to take away the pain. So nitzmo, the tana becomes tamei. That went out of a machmas aroichev etzba, the spit in the mouth is tamei. When it goes on to a finger, she puts her finger back into the tana, the tana becomes tamei because of the smashka that tamei. Yeah, Perek Chi, Mishnah Aleph. Machat, a needle that was tamei, touched the mate, it's an avatuma. Shenimtso benechushtoi shatana. You find it on the bottom, the karka, the ground of an oven. And it's attached to the oven. to depend. Nirin, if you could see this needle inside the oven, avolo yotzen, but does not stick out into the halal, into the air of the oven itself. So it depends. In my first abotzik, if when you bake the dough, vunageya ben, the dough light touches the needle, then tamei. Then the tanner itself becomes tamei. It's still that the needle is inside the tanner, and the tanner becomes tamei. The ezer botzik, what type of a dough are we talking about? The botzik habenini, a middle type of a dough. It's not too, liquid. It's not too solid. Nimtzu betfelas atanner. Let's say you find this needle on the plaster that was put onto the oven. Betfelas atanner. Muka. Summit puzzle that would have a sealed tight cover on top of it. Whereas the tanner itself is sealed tight and it's inside an oil hamais, so the tumah does not go inside the tanner. And there's this needle that's stuck into the plaster of the tanner. So, and now so far we're talking about this tabas, this tor. Here, when you find this needle or this ring, here we're talking about what's tor. Again, so you found it inside the tefelas hatanner and the plaster of the oven that was inside an oil hamis, but it was mukav some apostle, sealed tight, in betamei temeim, the in betor tohirim. If the tanner itself is tamei, then the smachet also becomes tamei. Since the tanner is tamei, it's not matzil mishum the oil hamis. But if the tanner is torus and the tanner is matzil, then this needle, since it's stuck inside the plaster of the oven, it seems like it's inside the oven, and that's matzah that protects it from the tumis of mace. Let's say nimtzu b'megufa sachov. Let's say you find this needle on the covering of a barrel, a kisa, the covering of a kli cheres, again, which was mukat some apostle, was a sealed tight, was inside oil hamace. But you find this needle inside the covering itself. So mitzi der temeim, if it's sticking out from the side of the magufa, if it's stuck into the side of the covering, then it's tamei. But mikineged piya term of its opposite, the mouth of the opening of the barrel, then it remains tor. That's tarim. Nirim b'toicha. Let's say you can see the inside. Avolen avira doesn't come inside the avra, doesn't touch the ear of the tanner itself or the barrel. Then tarim. The barrel remains tor since it does not come into the avra of the chavis. Therefore, it's nitzel, but some apostle should chavis itself. Shaking b'toich, let's say it's sunk inside the barrel. V'tachtem k'klipas hashum, the bottom underneath it, like the klipa, the peel of a garlic. Then tohirim. Here again, this needle is not inside the avir of the basket, but rather shakas, it's sunk into the covering of it. So even though, like you could see it practically, but since there's a klipas hashum, there's little covering over it, it's still considered like it's covered completely around it. This some apostle and this klicheris, and therefore it remains to her. Mishnah Beis Chov Yishi Meleya Mashkin. We have a barrel, a klicheris that's full of mashkin tohirim, or menika b'teicha, and there's a little tube inside it, a metal tube inside it, to where it goes out the funnel where the liquid goes out. Or a siphon, a manikas b'teicha siphon inside it, mokepet samet posel, but it's completely covered. When a sunu boy lemeis is put into a room where there's a mace there, so Beisham Yom Beisham Mei says hachov yis v'mashkin tarim. Both the barrel and the mashkin, the chov yis, the barrel and the mashkin, the liquid inside remains tarim since it's completely covered. Or manikat tamei, just the siphon itself, that part remains tamei. That part is not called covered up. No, even the siphon also is remains tor. It's considered like this klicheris is completely covered up. But then no, it's not considered completely covered up. Therefore, at least the siphon becomes tummy. The Mishnah Gimel hasheretz or sheretz, it's an avatuma, a dead sheretz, a creeping thing. Shenimtzo lamato b'nechushto shatana. You found it on the bottom of the bottom flooring of the oven. So tor, we say now the tanner remains tor. Shen yemikos, I say like this, chai nofo, that when the sheretz went into the oven, it was alive, so it was not metamrit. V'yachshav meis, and now it first died on the bottom when it's outside, when it's in the bottom of the tanner, so it's not called in the avra the tanner. Therefore, the tanner remains tor. Machatoy tabas shenimtzo lamatem nechush to shotaner. Let's say a needle or a ring that's found also on the bottom of the flooring of an oven. And these tabas were tummy before, it had tumas mace on it. So the locker is tanner, still we say the tanner remains tor. It's tor. Why? Shanyem was about to say, Shom hoyu achle bo hatanner, that they were there even before the tanner came there. Nimtsu, so therefore comes out, was never really inside and never went through the arm or the ear of the tanner, therefore the tanner still remains tor. Nimtsu b'yefa miklo, let's say you find it in burnt ashes, tomei. You find the machet or this tabat that tumis ava tumaron of tumis meis on it. You find it inside the ashes, the burnt up ashes of the oven. Even though it's in the bottom part of the oven, it's on the floor of the oven, it's not in the avar of the oven. Here still we say tummy, still the time remains tummy. Shein lebema yitlo, you have no other reason to say where it came from. That since it's in the ashes, for sure it was first in the oven and it got burnt up with the other food that was there. So at that time when it came into the oven, it was metame the oven. Even though now it fell to the bottom of the oven, but the oven was already tamei from this machet. You have nothing to be told, nothing to say what happened to it. Mishnah Dalad, Savoy, a sponge, Shebola Mashkin Tameim, that swallowed up, first you have inside it, Mashkin that was tamei. So at that time, Lechura, the Svog became tamei. Vinogim Bachutz, then the outside of it dried up. Now, Vinofuli Avratana, now the sponge falls into the ear of a Tana. So Tommy, it's Matama the Tanner, Machmas the Mashkin, Tameyan, that's inside the sponge. Why? That because of the sponge itself, that's only Rishon Latumah. Rishon Latumah is not Matama, an oven. It has to be Tommy Machmas the Mashkin, that's an Avatumah. So it considers if the Mashkin right now is inside the oven, therefore the oven becomes Tommy. Why? Shesoif Mashkin Lotseis, even though right now you don't see it on the outside, but since it's inside, it's only to come out, it's going, the end will be, it would come out. We consider like the mashkin is out right now, and therefore it's metama the oven. All right, turn over. We'll continue on the other side. So the mishnah continues on. V'chein, the same halacha would apply not only by a sponge, but anything that soaks in, swallows in liquid. V'chein chaticha shelefes, a piece of a turnip. Relatively shogemi. That's also anything that soaks in things, any absorbent material. There's gemi. Some say it's called the papaya. Some say it's a red grass. But it's any absorbent material, same alochem, that even though the outside is dried up, still will be metama the tana, because soif tumma lotzeis. Rabbi Shimon metayim b'shnei, Rabbi Shimon holds no, that in both these two cases, since the outside of it is dried up, we do not see the mashke, it's not metama the tana right now, we do not say the svara soif lotzeis. When it comes out, it'll be tumma, but not now. Mishnehei, charosin, that's like a kli charis, a broken earthly kli. They're also the very porous, comes from clay, and is very absorbs a lot. So nishtamish shenishtamish ben mashkin tameyim. That first you used to put inside it mashkin that was tamei. Some that had navatumra in the mashkin. I say mashkin from a zav, from a zavom. So the kid said this kli has absorbent from this mashkin tameyim, and now it dried up, and there's no more mashkin inside. V'nofel liyavratanu. Now this kli cheres. Falls into the ear of a tanner of an oven. So again, it's not metama the oven because it's only rishon latum. It's not metama an oven. It has to be an avatuma. The mashke, the liquid inside it, that's the avatuma. So do we consider this mashke inside it's absorbent like it's going to come out? So hustakatan, if you heat up the tanner, then tamei. Then we say yes, the tanner is tamei because since of the heat, that caused the mashke to come out and that's metama the oven. She saif mashke losas, because the mashke will come out from this klicheris. V'chein, the same thing applies, the gefes chadosho. Gefes, that's the psalus of the olives by an olive press. Let's say you press the olives where the person was tamei, so the juice that comes out is also tamei. And now it went in, it soaked into this, the psalus of it, the leftover husks of the olives. So here it says chadosho, if they're new ones. So again, if you put this gefes into an oven, so for sure the juice inside will come out, if what's metama the oven. Ava b'yishona, let's say it's an old one, 12 months old already, then it's so dried up and nothing will come out, then Torah remains Torah. V'im yidu, if you know for sure, sheyotzim and mashkin, afil liyacha shalashon, even after 3 years old already, this gefes is dried up olives. If you know when you put it into the oven now, some of its juice comes out, then nitmo, and echanami, then the oven becomes tummy. Mishnah Vov, ha-gefes, that's the psalus left over of the olives after it was pressed out. Fi hazakin, that's the leftover of the wine, of the grapes that was left over after you pressed out for the wine. That's richas begas, that's called the zagin. Shinasa b'torah. These two things, the person made the olive, or the first the oil, or they made the wine, it was done b'torah. V'hol cholayim t'meim. And then later, the person that was tomei, people that were tomei, walked over them. V'yachakach yotzame mashkin, and then later, mashkin came out from them. So Torah, that this mashkin remains tor. Why? Shemitchilos anasa b'torah. Since the beginning was made b'torah. So therefore, the mashkin inside of this tor, even though tomei, the people walk over it, and then later, mashkin comes out, the mashkin that comes out is the Torah that the mashkin does not become tamei. And the reason why this mashkin now, like when the Talmudic people walk over it, why isn't this mashkin tamei? The first one said, pshat is because water only gets it in water, a mashkin, if it comes out the rotzen, if you're happy with it. But over here, the fact people walk over it, they're not walking over it, but after to make the liquid come out, just happen to be walking over it. So therefore, the mashkin is coming out shleil the rotzen, therefore it's not called mashkin, a kabel tumah. Therefore, they remain tyrant. And was the first, when he first pressed it out, then it was done b'tayrah. That's called shemit chiloson, nasa b'tayrah, therefore it remains tor. Kush shebolo es hatzinor. Now, kush, that's the spindle the lady uses when to weave with, the big stick, like the spindle. Shebolo es hatzinor, on top there was a hook. So the hook now got sunk in, like inside the spindle, inside, it got stuck. Whereas malamed, that's the stick you use to keep the axes when you're plowing in the right direction. Shebola es hadorben. Hadorben is a top sharp piece, a top nail like that usually sticks out to hit the animal with it. It's sunk in, it's got swallowed up into the stick itself. Reals the vein of brick. Shebola es hatabas. You're putting a ring on the outside of the brick, and the ring got sunk into the brick. Vein torim. They were torah, this ring and this sharp thing and the tzinner were torah. But right now they got sunk into something else, they swallowed up. Nichnasu l'oil ha'meis, you bring the whole thing now, this whole brick into the oil ha'meis, or the whole kush, or the omalami. So nitmo, the things inside do become tummy. It's not called matzo because the mice, it's inside the avir of the oil ha'meis. Even though the oil ha'meis is not touching it, but since what's around it is not a cleat from a kabutuma, that's not going to be matzo. What's going to be hesit and azog, let's say the zav moved these things. The tumo also, they become tamei because it's cold like he moved the kli inside. Not fully avra tanner. Let's say though this whole thing falls into the ear of a tanner, tor, that the tanner was tor until now, timu, they are metamrit right now because it's considered like the inside a ring or inside nail that's tamei is inside the avra tanner, it's metamrit. Nogabem kika shel truma tor. Let's say though kika shel truma touches the outside of these things, it remains tor. Because it does not touch the actual ring or the actual nail itself, it's that's tamei. Therefore, the outside is only touching the outside of the stick or the kush or the outside of the malamed or the outside of the levena. Therefore, it remains torah. So the kitzur, the chiddush here is that these things got swallowed up, absorbed inside the stick, inside the brick. So it's considered inside the avir of a tanner because that avir is there, but it's not considered like you're touching it. Therefore, the magid is torah. Yeah, Mishneh Zayin, Sarido, Shinesuna Piatana. This Sarido is some type of a kneading board that the baker kneads on, which is a pshut, it's a straight piece of wood, and it's not makabel tumah. So this is put on top of a tanner, and Mukav Tzomaposo, this makes the tanner now like sealed tight on top. And now this tanner is inside an oil hamais, so Kozman is considered like it's covered, the tumah does not come in. What's going to be nistak min ha'tanur lasrida? Let's say there was a crack in the tanner that, let's say the plaster of the oven, between the oven and the srida and this board on top, it's cracked. So the question is, how big is the crack that makes it now it's not considered like it's sealed tight? So, shiura, the shear of this crack, is mole pi mardeya. The width of a kuve, the thickness, of a shalmadeya. That's like the stick you use to make the animals move, which they say it's a third of a tefach. Now, shuma pimade, shaloi nichnas. In other words, it's the exact same size of the pimadeya, this crack, and therefore does not even fit in the pimadeya. Still, it's considered like it's not cold, like the tanner is sealed tight, and therefore the tumor would come in. We have Yudam Yudis says, no, nichnas. It has to be big enough that this pimadeya could fit in. Nistaka Sarita, let's say the board on top itself has a crack, this kneading dough board. Shira Kamoli Pimadeh, the same thing, the shear is, the crack has to be big enough that this madeya, the handle of the plow-like, goes inside it. If you do a meshlo nechnas, again, it doesn't have to be worn, even if it doesn't fit in. Still, if it's the exact same size, it's also mavatol, the tzomet posel, that the tumor would come in. Hoyogu, let's say it was round, and rei noisar, we did not consider as if it was long. And the shear is the same thing, the shear is still the same size, kamoli pimadeh nechnas. As long as the hole is big enough, the crack is big enough that the pimadiyah, the handle of this plow, could come in, that's mevatol, the din of tzomet posel, that tumor comes in. Mishneches, tanur shenikev me'inoy. If you have this oven, that there was a hole, usually there's the hole that lets the smoke comes out. So shenikev me'inoy, you have a tanur, which was a tzomet posel, it was sealed tight, but there was a little hole there opening, where the air, the smoke comes out. So shiurei molekush. If that shear, the nekev, how big does it have to be to mavat the din of a tzomet posel to say it's not cold, sealed tight, the tumor comes in? That's molekush. That means the reichev of a kush or flach of the spindle that you use when you're weaving. So here the shear has to be nichnas yaitzidolik. It has to be wide enough that this spindle could go in and go out when it's lit. In other words, it would not put it out. It's wide enough that even though it's lit, it has a fire to it, it will go in and go out without going out. If you don't read this, says, Shalai Derlich. No, we don't care about if it's lit or not. Even let's say it's not wide enough, like you put it in and out, the fire would go out. As long as the spindle itself would go in and go out, that's enough to mevato the din summer puzzle. Nikiv mitzidai, let's say the neck of the hole on this tanner was on the side of the tanner, not on top but on the side. Then shiurei kamoli kush, the same thing. The shear is like the moli, the width of a kush, of the spindle. Nichnas v'yetzir shaloi derlik, that it goes in and goes out, even though it's not lit. If you have this says a derlik, no, it has to be wide enough that it has to be, even though it's lit, still it could go in and go out and would not go out. That's the shear from avato, the tzomet posel, the tumah comes in. Rabbi Shimon says, mina'emtza nichnas, that it comes in from the middle. Means the nikiv, where this smoke goes out, is in the middle. So then, min emtsa nichnas, then the shear is that this kush should be able to go in when, even though it's not lit. Min atzad, let's say the hole is on the side of the on the doifin on the side of the tanner, and a nichnas, even though it doesn't go in, still it's mavato the shear. The same thing used to say, if you have a barrel that has a covering on top and there's a hole in that covering, in the covering of the barrel, that sure, how big does the hole have to be here to make it not called summit plus, so it's not called seal tight? If you have like a stalk that you have in shifan's roi, so the second stalk, the second like kesha, second knot on the reed, if it's wide that size, that's mevatel the tzomet posel. Min emtsa becomes the middle, then nich that's able to go in, min atzad from the side, and nich, even though it can't go in, and nich, even though it's not wide enough for it to go in, it's the exact same shear would also be mevatel it. V'chein oyem, the same thing used to say, b'chatzov and gedolim shenikvu. With big pitches, if they have a hole in it. The same thing, shiurim, the size of that hole has to be, mole mitzu shnir shakonam, the second ring of this kon of the reed of roi. Min emtsa for the middle, nichnas has to be able to go in. Min atzad from the side, and a nichnas even though it can't go in. The medevah amur, one of these said, this man shenathan when it's made for wine. Avlum nasu l'shomash, because it's made for other type of liquids. Afilu kolshu, no matter how small the hole is, still tumeim, it's mevatel, the sealing, the tight seal tight, and therefore if it's in the oil hames, it would become tummy. The medevah amur, one of these things said, this man shenathan, shaloi nasu b'deyodim. It was not made by the yodim. Means this nekev was not made by a person. Happened by itself. Avul nasu by the yodim of a person went ahead and made the hole in these kelim. Afilu kol shu tumei, no matter how small the hole is, since you made it, that's mevatel the tzomet posel, and tumah comes in. Nikvo. Let's say the kli itself has a crack in it, whether on the side or on the bottom of it. So it depends on sui lechem, if the kli is made to keep food in it, or sui lechem, shirim b'zaisim. Then the nekev has to be small enough or big enough that olives go through it. If olives do not go through the kli, that's still called tzomet posel. It would still save you from tumas aderech lames. Halosun l'mashkin, this kli is made to store liquid in it. Then shirim b'mashkin has to be if the mashkin can go through, that's mavat. If mashkin can't go through it, that's still called tzomet posel. Plus lakak lakak, that's the kli that's made for both purposes, both for eating and for drinking purposes. So then matil nesel l'chumroim. You go to Chumra both ways, the Tzom Apostle, the Kainas Mashkin. That it has to be the hole not big enough that Zayson could go through, and also the Kainas Mashkin can be big enough that water comes in. Because even though the hole is just big enough that the liquid could come into it, that would also make it from a vapor, it's not called Tzom Apostle, then the Tumah would come in. Yeah, Perek Asiri, Mishnah. Elu Kelim, these are different type of Kelim. Matzilim b'tzomet posel. Have this halacha that even though the kli is inside the yerel hames, as long as it has a cover on top, a sealed tight cover, so that saves the tumah from coming in. Kli gulolim, if the kli was made from the manure of an animal, kli avona made from stones, kli adama made from clay, kli cheres made from an earthly kli, means it was baked in the oven, o kli neser. Some said that's alum crystals, another type of earthly kli. Atzmei sadog, the kli is made from the bones of a fish, v'yoyre, or the skin of a fish. Atzmei schaya, the bones of an animal, of a chaya, shebayom, in the ocean, v'yoyre, in its skin. O kli eitz, tahaterim, that means a big kli eitz, it's not makabel tuma. So the old thing, in the other words, not makabel tuma from the back, from the outside of it. Therefore, matzilim, it protects, bein mipiyim, whether it's covered on top, when the cover is on the side, ben yesh mashkein, where the kli is lying on the bottom of it on shaleim, ben mutim matzein, where it's tilted to the side, still the kli is covered, it saves the tumah from coming in. What's going to be how you kfuyim alpiyim? Let's say you have this kli that you turned it upside down, and the top of it is facing downwards now, and you like cemented it down to the ground, so you don't really have a cover on the bottom of it; it's just cemented into the ground. So also matzilin, it also protects. The culture tachteim atayim, the tumah does not go down deep anymore. Rabbi Lezer, the time Rabbi Lezer holds no, that since the actual kli itself is not covered, it's just turned over on the ground, that's not considered like it's covered, it does not save the tumah from coming in. But the loch is not like Rabbi Lezer. Ala kol matzilim protects everything, all these kalim that we have a pitzamit posil, it protects everything inside it, whether it's food or whether it's oichlin inside, and mashkin inside. That's begodim klicheris. Everything is protected. It does not become tummy. Chutz miklicheris, excluding the klicheris, that's mukiv tzomet posel. That over there, if it's a klicheris, an earthly kli, then we say sheina masel only protects el aloichlin v'alamashkin. We are klicheris that's inside only food or liquid or another klicheris that's inside, but not if it's a kli matkus or other kelim that would be mekabel tuma begodim. That's midrabon and they're still mekabel tuma. Even though it's inside a tzomid posel. Mishnah Beis. Yeah, Mishnah Beis. Bamer makifin. What type of substance can you use to seal tight this klicheris to say the tumah does not come in? So besid, either could use besid, that's plaster, lime, or vegifsis, another type of a lime, another type of plaster that's used, vezefes. That's with a pitch, uvishavo, or with wax, betit, with mud, uvitsoya, with excrement, bachleimer, that's mortar, and uvacharsis, that's like earthly kalim also, that you mix up with water, and it can be used now to seal tight. Uvachol dover hamismorich, anything else that you could smooth out and really seal it tight, could be used to seal tight the top of this klicheris. But ain makif, and you cannot close it, loy bebats, that's not with, let's say, tin, the loy by ferris, not with lead, the vneishu posel, because true, it could close it, but vien it some, it's not like sealed tight. Vien makif, you cannot close it, loy bedvele shemena, not with a fat, these are fat, a fig cake, for loy bebotzek, and not with the dough, shenil if it may perish, that you kneaded the dough with juice, fruit juice. Why? Even though these things close it tight well, these last two things, they're food, you should not make these things become possible. Meaning that even though right now these pears are not huchshir, no water fell on them, therefore they could be like a chatzitza, but you have to be afraid maybe some water will fall on them. and then they'll be hooked for kabel tumma, and therefore it won't be a chatzitza, it won't be matzil. But v'imhikif hitzel, if you did use these type of foods, to the ever it is matzil, close the mind, it's not makabel tumma. Mishnah Gimel, ma'gufa sachovis, that's, let's say, the plug on top of a basket, or the stopper on top, the cover like on top of the big basket here, the chovis of the big jug, ha'mechuchelet, that's a little bit loose, but v'ena nishmetet, it does not come off. So if you do emma matzelet, since it did not come off for you, that's called steel tight. The chomer say, no, emma matzelet does not hold. It does not save you from the tumor. Since it's loose, it does not save it. What's going to be hoya based etzpah shalor, the handle of it, let's say the stopper or the cover on top of it has like a handle, a base etzpah. Shokeh b'toch, it's like sunk inside to the barrel, into the basket, into the jug. And now, ha'sheretz b'sechot, so the sheretz is inside this handle. Ha'chavyus tamei, whatever's in the chav itself becomes tamei. It's considered now the sheretz is inside the kli, it's matam of the kli. Ha'sheretz b'chav, that's in a case where the sheretz, the tamadik thing is inside this jug. Then oifland shevatechet tamei, and that's a loch of the food inside the jug, also becomes tamei, even though it doesn't touch it, but since it's inside the kli, it's metama with whatever's inside the kli. Mishnah Dalet, hakadur a ball, the apakas shogami, or else a clue, or else a coil of gami, type of a reed, Rashi's kene ka guma type of reeds. Shenos napichov, you put these things on top of the barrel, have to close the barrel. Say meruach when it's something, if you sealed it down on the sides of it, just not on top, not on bottom. Lohitzel, that's not called some apostle, since some of the kad of the cast, there's holes there, so still the tumah comes in. Ad shiyamorach milamala numamat, until you like seal it down on top and on bottom. V'chein, the same thing, b'matlish, or beg of use a material from a cloth, the same aloch, it's not at some apostle until you seal it all over top and bottom. Hoysel shoni, let's say this thing was made from paper, oishel or from leather, ukshar b'mashiach, you tie it down with a string. Then in Meirach Mnasodin, if you sealed it alone, just by its sides, it's so that would save it from its tumor. That's called Samet Posel. Mishnah Hay, Chov Yisiav, this barrel, Shen Niskalfo, that the inside of it started to peel off. The pitch inside started to peel off, but the Azefe Shalor, I met this, there's still some pitch, and it didn't go through and through. The inside of it, it still came, just the outside was peeled off. And the same thing, v'chein kvoisim shamuris. Let's say you have this, the type of a pitcher, shel murius, that you put inside it, that's the brine of fish, type of a pot that you put into the brine of the fish, she gfoson imasofa, that you lined it and made it there tight with pitch. Imasofa means up until the rim. So if you don't view this, says, ain't a matzilim, these things are not protected, it's not stop the tumor. And the pshat is because it says some apostle, all of it has to be on top of the covering. The light, some not that the some apostle is inside it. V'chom say no, I'm not sealing. It helps. Even a some apostle seal that's inside it also helps. Because these things were sealed tight, like up until the rim, meaning it was inside the seal, not on top of the whole thing. That's the smart like that some apostle has to have to be on top of the kli, or it's not even if it's inside the kli. Yeah, Mishnah Vov. Chovius shenikvo, you have this basket, this barrel, shenikvo. Again, the top of it was sealed tight, and on the side of it now there was a hole there. Visasmul shemorim, and the sediments of the wine that clogged it up. Hetilu, that's called the good steamer. It's not when tumah does not go in. Tokakul bismur, let's see, you stuffed it up bismur with a vine branch, with a branch from a vine. Achimorch when it's thought, it's not enough just to put it there, but you also have to like cement it down, glue it down from the sides. Hoyushtein, let's say you use two branches. Achimorch when it's thought, you have to like smooth it down on the sides, paste it down the sides. Obein Zmerlach, you also have to put some smearing there in between the two branches. Nest, let's say you have a flat piece of wood. Shoinos na piatano is put on top of the tanner. In Merich Mitzvah, if you cement it down from the sides, it's so it's called a good covering. Hoyushnam, let's say you use two pieces of wood. Shimarach Mitzvah, you have to smear it on the sides of it. Also, Ben Nesach Averoi, between one wood one piece of wood on the other, second piece. Let's say also they put these two pieces of wood, let's say bistinan, let's say type of nails, or else or be shugmin type of the hinges, then it's off the mouth and you don't have to put any plaster there, min emtsi in between them. These things alone make it sealed tight. Yeah, Mishnah Zayin. Tanner Yoshin, you have an old oven, Besecha Chodesh, there was put Besecha Chodesh. It's like inside the new one. It wasn't used yet, and therefore it's not Makabel Tumah. Usrida Apia Yoshin, and you put now a Srida, that's a type of an arrave, let's say a kneading pan, on top of the old one. So even though it's like covered up, but since it wasn't plastered down, it's not called a Summit Postle yet. Now what's going to be Nital HaYoshin? Let's you take out the old one. Nital HaYoshin, the old one was taken out. Usrida Nefelis. And this kneading pan you put there falls down. So I call Tom, everything is Tom, that's not called Tom Apostle, it's not called Teal Tight since it wasn't plastered down. Vim Lav, let's say if when you take it out, this Srida does not fall down, then Tor, that's called a good, that's called a tie together. If the tile does not fall down, then it's called Tor. What's going to be the opposite? Let's say Chodosh Patecha Yoshin. A new one was put inside an old one. Again, you have this kneading pin. Makabatum on the face of the old one. In main ben chosh the srida b'sechtev is not even a tefach wide between the new tanner and the srida, this kneading pin you put there. For then the lochri is kol sheb chodesh tor. That's called some apostle. Whatever's inside the chodesh remains tohor. So it comes out the inside tanner is tor because there's like a mechitza there that protects it. But the outside one is tomei because it's not really cold, some of the posts not really sealed tight around the outside one. Mishnah Ches. Lefosin zu b'toich zu. It means like a nilfos, a frying pan you had that's made out of cheres, made out of earthly one. There was one inside the other one, and there's some space in between them. So that's called lefosin zu b'toich zu. This is the same shavis, and the rims are equal. One rim is not higher than the other and doesn't come up higher. Like, you know, a bunch of pots, one put inside the other one, and the rims don't come up higher. So our sheret, if the sheret is in the top pot, or else in the bottom pot, he to me, only that pot, whatever food is inside that pot, becomes tamei. But the chulim teres, all the other ones become tor. Because that's a locha, sheret is only metam, what's inside this kli, and not toich toicher. It's like second kli is inside that kli, the second kli protects it. What's going to be hoyu b'koynes mashke? Let's say there was a hole there that the mashke could go in. So that's like mevatel the shem kalim. Therefore, sheretz b'yon, if the sheretz is in the top kli, kulum tameyas, all the oven kalim, the food and the other kalim also become tamei. Because it's not considered toich toich now, since the other kalim have a hole in it, it's like a broken kli. B'tachton, let's say the tumah is b'tachtona, then he tamei, only that one's tamei v'kulum teres. All the other one remain the tor. But all the other ones remain tor because the sheretz is not inside their avir. Now, monoshach, if they consider the kelim, it's chaytzeitz. If they're not considered kelim, they're not makabel tumah. What's going to be ha-sheretz b'l-yoyna? The sheretz is in the top kli. V'ha-tachtona is oitvois. But the bottom parts, they come up higher than the outside one. Then the locker is he via tachtoina tameya. The top one and all the other parts also become tamei, because it's only considered like you roll in the bottom part and that goes on top of all of them. And the sheret is like inside this top part, if everything becomes tamei. Bel yoina, let's say the sheret is in the top part, via tachtoinas oidefis, but the bottom parts, their rim come all the way up, kol sheyesh by mashpia tefeach tameya. Anything that has tumor, anything that has mashpia on it, a little bit wet, becomes tamei. Because the loch is the mashka, once it becomes tummy, the wetness, it has loch like a rishon tumah. And therefore, it's metama, it's the other kalim also. Because that's a chumrim in the rabbonim, that mashkim tumeim has a kayach to be metama, even kalim. The gzeiru oto, the mashka vizav, which is navatuma, that could be metama kalim. So anytime a mashka liquid becomes tummy, it has a kayach also to be metama, the kalim. Yeah, perek, echerosa. Mishnah, clay matchas, a metal keli, Pshutem, even though it's a flat kli, umakablem, or it's like a cup. Temeim, the makabotoma, pshute, kli, and matchis is makabotoma. Nishkru, let's say the kli breaks. Toiru, that makes its Torah, the tumma goes off it. Chosov, yosom, and kelim, after it broke, you went ahead and made it into a kli again. So, chosov, tumosom, eishan, the old tumma comes back again. And this is only with the rabbonin, zeres chom, the old tumma comes back. Not to every type of a tumma do we say the tumma comes back if he picks it up again. El tumis hanefesh. Only if the kli became tumma through a tumma mace, then we say when you break it, the tumma goes off. And now when you fix it up again, midrabbonim, the tumma comes back again. Mishneh Beis. Kol kli matchis, any type of a metal kli, sheyesh l'shem ifnei atzmai, it has some type of a name. It has a name by itself. T'mekabel tumma. Chutz min adelis, excluding the door, or min haneger, or a pin that you used to let the door twirl around, swing around on, or min hamano, or else the lock, the hapoiso, or else that's the bolt socket, shetachas hatzir, that's underneath the pivot, the hatzir, or the hinge, the akira, that's like the knocker, the hatzinur, that's a drain, a annoying drain, Shinas la karka that's made to be used for the karka. In other words, all these kelim are used to be mishtamish to a door that's part of the house, that's like mechubah la karka. So anything that's mechubah attached to the karka, to the ground, has lacha like the karka. And we know ground is not mekabel tumma, therefore these kelim, even though they're made from a kli matris, would also not be mekabel or tumma. Mishnah Gimel. Ho'isa kelim in a eshes, whoever makes kelim from eshes means like a raw piece of metal, or minacharora, that means pieces of metal that were made like a cake, you pull it apart, pieces of metal, or minasoivev shagaglos, the round part of a wheel, also from metal, and minhatasim, that's a pieces, that's sheets of metal, or minhatipuyim, that's things that cover up the metal with, that's on top of the cleate, the covering you make, the sepal coverings you make from metal, Mikane kelim, that's from the handles of the kane kelim, that's from the foundation, the holders of the kelim, like the base of the kli, or meogne kelim, or from the handles of the kelim, meozne kelim, from the ear, is also a type of a handle, you hold on to it, min hashcheles, that's the psilis that falls off from the metal, and you make kelim from these things, or else min hagrudois, that falls off from the kelim mishas, they make them terim. These kelim are tor. They were not afraid. Maybe was made from metal that was tamei. Rather, we say right now all these kelim are tor. Rav Yochanan ben Nuri yoyma af min haktzaytzais. Even from kelim made from pieces of metal that was cut off from another kli b'shashu was made. So all these type of kelim remain tor. You don't have to be afraid, it was coming from before. What's going to be though, Mishuvah Kalim? Let's say though, Kli, have a new Kli now that was made from a broken Kalim. Or else, Minhagrutim, that's pieces, scraps of metal, or Minhamasmuris, or else type of nails, Shiaduish, and Asma Kaliminoa came off from Kalim. To Mayim, then you have to be afraid, maybe the Kli came from was Tummy, these things are also Tummy. Min ha-masmerois, that means a keli made from some scraps of metal. Be'shamim etam, sham is a choshid, maybe they came from a kli tamitz tamei. But be'silim etam, you don't have to be afraid. The silim says, no, this kli remains tor. Alright, we'll stop here, we'll continue on the next tape. Silim etam.